Walt Disney Pictures.
It's starting.
Come, children. Come watch. Mowgli, tell us your story.
Golden flames dance behind a screen on which shadow puppets appear.
I never knew where I came from, but I always knew where I belonged.
Walt Disney Pictures presents Jungle Book 2. A panther bounds from tree to tree with a child on its back.
This is me and Bagheera, the panther who found me in the jungle. He's a good friend of mine. Best friend of all was good old Papa Bear.
Their shadow puppets dance.
Man, we had some crazy times together.
Mowgli bumps into Papa Bear.
And when the monkeys grabbed me, things got really crazy.
Young Mowgli is snatched from a monkey by Papa Bear, who loses him to a chain of swinging monkeys. Mowgli's rescued by Bagheera, only to be grabbed by another monkey who has a tug of war for the boy with Papa Bear.
Then I came face to face with the meanest, scariest tiger in the whole jungle. Shere Khan.
With sharp teeth.
You stay away from Mowgli, you mean old tiger, or I'll toss some fire to your tail and burn your butt.
Ranjan, a dark-haired toddler wearing blue pants, leaps up at the shadow tiger, and Mowgli, clutching the puppets, cringes as the sheet screen collapses onto Ranjan. As Ranjan romps around covered in the sheet, his mother, father, and a girl and her mother laugh. Mowgli, in a red loincloth, lifts the sheet.
I got him, Mowgli! Did you see? I got him!
You sure did, Ranjan. But it's gonna be kind of hard to finish the story now.
But we all know how it ends. Shanti blinks her big, beautiful brown eyes at you, and you followed her into our village.
I did not.
Did so.
Mowgli flutters his eyelids.
Something was in my eye.
Both of them?
Well, you were so ugly you made my eyes water.
Well, you...
No, no. We give thanks for Shanti's beautiful brown eyes. Without them, Mowgli would never have found his way into our lives. Come to think of it, you used the same trick on me.
And you still fall for it.
She playfully tugs her husband's beard.
Thank you for a wonderful story, Mowgli.
Shanti flutters her eyelids.
Good night, Mowgli.
Night, Shanti. Watch out for Shere Khan on your way home.
You and your stories. Everyone knows tigers don't come into the village.
Ranjan.
Tigers go wherever they want!
Shanti jumps back, bumping into her mother.
Good night, boys.
Mowgli squats down.
Tomorrow's gonna be so great.
What happens tomorrow?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, then, you will need plenty of rest for doing nothing tomorrow. Off to bed.
Oh, we never get to stay out late.
Ranjan's father picks him up.
Even wild beasts need their sleep.
Oh,
ferocious tiger!
Oh, good night, my little wild thing.
Mwah. Ranjan's father, who wears a turban and has a big round belly, beckons lovingly to a bashful Mowgli, who treads hesitantly up to him.
Good night, Mowgli. Happy dreams.
He hugs Mowgli, then lets him go.
Good night, sir.
Well, why do you always call him sir? His name's
Mowgli. Ranjan leads Mowgli away by the hand. Ranjan's smiling father puts a lid over the pot of fire Mowgli used for his shadow puppet show, extinguishing the flames. The next morning, Ranjan bounces into a straw-roofed hut where Mowgli is sleeping on a hammock suspended from the ceiling. Ranjan bares his teeth. Ranjan runs to the hammock and leaps into it. The hammock swings and Ranjan falls onto the floor, covered in an empty blanket. Frowning, Ranjan looks up and sees Mowgli asleep on a wooden roof beam. Ranjan grins happily, then pushes himself backwards against the hammock, using it like a catapult. When the material's at full stretch, Ranjan lifts his feet and flies up to Mowgli, knocking him off the beam.
Come on, Mowgli, wake up, it's morning! You said we are going...
Ranjan! Ranjan! You want to wake up the whole village?
When does the tiger roar?
I don't know.
After he catches his prey.
He takes his hand away.
His prey. Let's go get our prey.
Ranjan makes hands like claws. Later, he and Mowgli creep along a wall on all fours. They leap up and peer around the end of the wall into a kitchen where Ranjan's mother's kneading dough over a stone oven. The two boys sneak past her, heading for a door.
Boys?
Huh?
Where are you going so early?
To do our chores?
Yeah!
Not without breakfast, you want.
The boys are deflated. Shanti passes the kitchen with a water pot on her head.
That's okay, we're not hungry.
Gotta go!
Oh, boys, where are you going?
To do our chores!
Bye, Papa! See you later!
Remember, don't cross the river!
His wife steps out to join him.
You can take the boy out of the jungle.
Oh, but you can't take the jungle out of the boy.
Yes, that's what worries me.
Shanti carries the clay water pot down a path to a river with stepping stones across it. She looks up suddenly with a gasp and stares wide-eyed into the jungle beyond. Seeing nothing there, she smiles and kneels to scoop up water. Mowgli swings down from a tree just above her.
Hey, Shanti!
Ah! What are you doing here?
Getting water?
What are you doing here?
I'm on the lookout for danger.
Danger? Please, there's no danger around here.
Mowgli runs to catch up with her.
Well, keep this just between us. Yesterday, I saw tiger tracks.
Tiger tracks? Right.
It's Shere Khan. I hear he's looking for me, seeking his bloodthirsty revenge. So keep your ears open and always watch your back. Or the last thing you'll ever hear is...
Ranjan springs out of the undergrowth wearing leaves as ears. Shanti topples into the river in fright.
When does the tiger roar?
Shanti slaps the water and stands up, scowling.
You're horrible! Horrible, stinky boys! Come on, Ranjan. He's a bad influence.
Mowgli shrugs at Ranjan as he's led away by Shanti through a gate in a fence and into the village.
Now, don't move.
She rubs stripes off his face.
That wasn't very nice, you know. Stop that. You're not a jungle boy.
Why are you so scared of the jungle?
Because it's dangerous.
Dangerous? But Mowgli says...
You shouldn't listen to everything Mowgli says.
But I thought you liked Mowgli.
Well, I do. I like Mowgli. But I have...
Mowgli's arrived.
You left us at the river.
Shanti rubs her face with a sigh, then seizes the water pot from Mowgli.
Thank you.
She's in a bad mood.
Mowgli winks.
Hey, Ranjan, you want to see a little trick I learned in the jungle?
He bumps his hips into a tree and a banana drops, which he shoots like a gun, into Ranjan's mouth.
That's a pretty good trick.
Well, here's a little trick I learned right here at home.
Shanti launches a mango she's picked from a nearby tree up into the branches. The skin curls away and she catches the bare fruit.
Wow, that's a neater trick.
Like I said, Ranjan, don't listen to him.
She's right, Ranjan. Don't listen to me. Listen to the jungle. Can you hear it?
Yeah, the jungle.
Ranjan has mango smeared around his mouth.
Man, and when you hear that rhythm, you get a crazy feeling inside.
He dances.
That morning sun peeks over the mountains, and all the rhinos rub their eyes when they hear
what?
Hear the jungle rhythm. Those birds are tap, tap, tap in the tree trunks. The busy bee hums as he flies loud and clear to the jungle rhythm. Now you can hightail it out of the jungle, but it never leaves your heart. First you feel that beat start bubbling under, then you hear the tom-tom's loudest thunder. It's troubling me. Sounds a lot like being free. When you feel the jungle rhythm.
Village children dance along with Mowgli.
Feel the jungle rhythm.
Come on, Shanti.
Mowgli steals her basket of mangoes.
Can't do without rhythm. And when it fills the air, animals everywhere join in. Stomp our paws.
Flap our wings.
Maybe do one or two crazy things.
Ranjan and the others imitate animals.
That's it.
Two boys lollop like monkeys. Three girls wear leopard skins on their heads. Four boys jump out of hay carts with manes of hay like lions. Ranjan plays a horn, and children snake up out of large pots. In a market stall, Shanti looks in the reflective underside of a frying pan.
Shanti, try this.
Antlers.
Not quite.
An elephant's trunk.
No. Take a look. Perfect.
A headband of peacock feathers. Shanti joins the dancing.
Check out those chatter monkeys. Swinging through the banyan trees. Two by two.
Two by two.
To the jungle rhythm.
They pass Ranjan's father.
The wolf pack way in the distance. Singing pretty harmonies. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
To the jungle rhythm.
Shanti jumps onto a tall basket. Mowgli leads the dancing children out through the gate.
Oh, wait, wait, stop! You're crossing the river! Mowgli, you can't go in the jungle! It's dangerous! Mowgli, stop!
Mowgli's halfway across the stepping stones.
Shanti, what is it? Children, come inside this instant, all of you!
They file back in.
Mowgli! That includes you!
Mowgli trudges sheepishly up the path to Ranjan's father.
I am very disappointed in you. You put everyone in danger. You know that you're not allowed to cross the river, and yet you deliberately disobeyed me.
But I...
No, Mowgli. The jungle is a dangerous place.
He crouches down and lays a hand on Mowgli's shoulder.
I should know.
He reveals scars from a tiger's claw on his forearm.
You are confined to your room without dinner. That should give you plenty of time to think about what you've done.
He wanders calmly away. Mowgli shamefully hangs his head and traipses through the village gate, casting an angry look at Shanti as he passes.
Mowgli, I was only trying to help.
Shanti reaches out to Mowgli, who turns his head and gives her an unfriendly stare before marching on into the village. Forlorn, Shanti folds her arms and watches him go. In the bustling village, children play, men stand chatting, and a woman collects water from a well. In his room, Mowgli swings gently in his hammock.
Oh, you can hightail it out of the jungle.
His expression is sad.
But it never leaves your heart.
Mowgli pushes himself out of the pale green hammock and pads with his head hung gloomily up to the open window. Casting a shadow on a rug on the floor, Mowgli leans on the deep windowsill and gazes with mournful eyes across the huts and palm trees of the village to the glistening river and jungle beyond.
Oh, Baloo.
Mowgli shuts his eyes. On the other side of the river, far from the village in the heart of the dense jungle, Baloo, Papa Bear, claps his paws and bumps a coconut tree, collecting the nut as it falls.
Look for the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
He kicks the coconut onto a young banana tree, then rubs against another one, catches a banana, and lobs the skin away.
Bear necessities of life.
Now that's more like it. Look at you, all growing like a proverbial weed. Let's see if you still got it.
Bagheera's in a tree above.
Take it away, little Richard.
The banana skin landed on the coconut and looks like hair.
Poor fellow.
I said, take it away!
The coconut head drops to the ground.
This ain't gonna work. You just ain't Mowgli.
He shrugs.
I guess I gotta get used to singing solo.
Bagheera the panther lounges on a bough.
He's just not getting over that...
Baloo has left the clearing.
Oh no, not again. Baloo?
He gallops into the undergrowth. A muscular tiger plods up and crushes the coconut with one paw. Shere Khan's eyes are narrow.
Mowgli.
Baring his pointed teeth, he ambles away. In another part of the jungle where colourful flowers grow, grey-haired Baloo peers out from behind some leaves. He creeps out of his hiding place with leaves on his head and round his waist, hula hula style. He leaps up and sidesteps stealthily along a wall of stone before leaping onto the grass and hiding behind a small rock. He slithers up to a slender tree which, like the rock, fails to hide his large body. He dives into the undergrowth. A small bluebird flies after Baloo as he jumps into a bush, then staggers around, not able to see where he's going. The bird flies up to Bagheera on the bough of a tree above. The bird flaps, and Bagheera spots the bush moving strangely below.
No, don't worry. I'll take care of it.
He leaps down. Baloo, still hidden in the leafy bush, crosses a tree trunk spanning a river.
Baloo.
Baloo stops and emerges.
Baloo? Oh, man.
Back here.
How's the wagon?
This has to stop. You can't keep trying to take Mowgli from the man village. The boy's future lies with his own kind.
He dumps the bush.
Oh, his future can wait. I miss my bear cub.
It's not safe for him in the jungle. You know Shere Khan is looking for Mowgli.
Just let Shere Khan try something. We handled old Stripes once. We'll do it again.
Baloo, don't push your luck.
Out of the way, Baggy.
You're not going near the village!
Bagheera treads on rotten wood and falls through into the water. Baloo peers into the hole and smiles as Bagheera resurfaces.
Later, Baggy.
That's it! Potty! Plan B!
A herd of elephants marches towards the river, knocking over palm trees as they advance.
3, 4, keep it up! 2, 3, 4...
Now remember, men, our objective is full and complete containment. Prepare for operation!
A baby elephant.
Stop that bear!
Very good, son. Prepare for operation! Stop that bear!
Baloo stops. He scarpers.
For single fire.
Run, Baggy! You're in the parade!
Bagheera dodges the elephants.
No, please, stop!
On the tree bridge, Baloo turns.
Huh?
Bagheera and Colonel Hearty move forward.
I told you, Baloo, there's no way we're letting you near the man village.
You ain't gonna stop me now, Baggy. Look out below!
Baloo bombs into the river.
Search the water!
Follow me!
Holding his breath, Baloo swims underwater past an elephant's legs. Baloo surfaces, pleased with himself. He turns and comes face to face with the baby elephant.
Baloo!
Panicking, Baloo snaps off a piece of bamboo and breathes through it as he continues underwater. An elephant spots the meandering cane.
I've got him, Colonel!
The elephant pulls out a fish.
Confound it, soldier! That's a fish!
Whoopsie!
Disgrace to the uniform.
Hearty tramps onto the rotten tree bridge.
Colonel! This log can't possibly support your weight!
Bold and dash! Why, my dear boy, back at 88? In service to the crown, I found myself straddling a...
Not again.
The bridge collapses and they tumble into the water. Bagheera clings onto a piece of wood and is pulled to the riverbed. He paddles away to avoid Hearty's kicking legs.
Well, don't make thieves like they used to.
He tips water from his ears.
Got him!
He's got Bagheera.
Got him right here!
Disguised as a panther, Baloo.
It's me, Hearty. Put me down.
Sorry.
The elephant flings Bagheera into a tree. Baloo emerges and spits the cane out. He wades out of the water and smiles. Baloo trips on a tree root and slides along on his belly, ending up at the baby elephant's feet.
Don't turn me in, little guy. I just want to see my bear cub.
I won't. I miss Mowgli too. This way, quick!
He points with his trunk.
Hey, thanks, kid. You're all right.
Baloo jogs off and the baby elephant returns to join the others. Shere Khan jumps down over rocks and a fallen moss-covered tree trunk into a pool, then plods on. Five vultures perch in a tree above.
Say, fellas, look who's coming.
That's Shere Khan.
What are we gonna do?
Don't start bad again.
Lucky.
Preening himself.
Hey, Lucky.
Yeah? That's the one we told you about. Shere Khan. Shere Khan. You don't say.
Hey, watch this, watch this. I got one for you. Check this out.
Hey, hey! Look at me! Look at me! I'm Shere Khan, and me tiger tush has been torched.
Holding leaves to his behind like fire, Lucky slides down a branch.
Ask me if I can whoop that tiger. Go on, go on, ask me.
Can you whoop that tiger?
I Shere Khan.
Shere Khan overhears and growls.
Oh, save me, save me. I've been outwitted by 40 pounds of scrawny man cub.
Shere Khan bares his teeth.
Cracking myself up here. I don't know how I do it.
In pale hazy light as the sun goes down, the powerful figure of Shere Khan, his orange coat striped with black, moves on through more open jungle terrain. In the distance, the man village sits on raised ground beyond the river. Under moonlight, the shadowy figure of Shere Khan passes across the village. He enters the settlement under one of the raised huts. He slinks past an open doorway where a man is sleeping, then hops from one roof to another. He peers into another room where a woman lies sleeping, then trots on. Mowgli sits on his windowsill with one leg dangling against the wall. Mowgli sits up and scans the quiet village. He hears a noise and looks down. A shadow flits past some wind chimes which tinkle. Mowgli peers suspiciously at some baskets of fruit and then jumps to the ground. Casting wary looks about him, he rises to his feet and creeps forward. Mowgli stares wide-eyed at some pots stacked up against a wall. Frowning worriedly, Mowgli ventures apprehensively towards them. A shadow darts across the wall and Mowgli peers nervously into the pots. He jumps back.
Hi, kid. Mind if I drop in?
Baloo? Oh, Baloo!
Shh!
Baloo picks Mowgli up and carries him to a quiet corner.
Papa Bear! Mowgli, am I glad to see you? What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Feeling right for the first time in a while, that's what. Hey, kid, show me you can still fight like a bear. Come on. Oh, little britches, you lost your touch.
Shanti brings a bowl of fruit to Mowgli's hut and calls up to his window.
Mowgli, I've got something for you.
Shere Khan lurks nearby.
Mowgli, it's me.
The tiger's yellow eyes spot her.
Don't be mad. I get grounded all the time. Mowgli, I'm sorry you got in trouble.
She looks up at the open window.
Come on, man cub. Show yourself.
Mowgli doesn't appear. Disappointed, Shanti bows her head and turns away. Mowgli soars up above a roof, then drops again just as Shanti looks. She cautiously approaches, and Shere Khan skulks along after her.
Come on, stick a move.
Shanti drops her bowl.
Wild animal!
Where? Come on, let's get out of here.
Shere Khan chases.
What's that bear doing here?
There's a wild animal in the village!
A door opens.
There he is!
The men pursue Shere Khan. Ranjan makes tiger claws from his window. Shere Khan is cornered. He lashes out at the men who thrust burning torches and spears at him.
No!
Shanti spots Baloo.
Shanti, get indoors!
No, he's over here! No!
Shanti grabs a burning torch and runs off after Baloo and Mowgli.
Shanti!
Ranjan hops after Shanti. Shere Khan runs towards a low part of the village fence. The men charge after him.
Come on, follow me.
Shere Khan hurdles over the fence and shelters in tall grass.
Mowgli!
Baloo runs with Mowgli on his shoulders. Shanti hurries after them, pushing her way through lines of washing out to dry, and arrives at a fence. She raises her torch and sees Baloo bounding out of the gate with her friend. Shanti climbs over the fence and races out through the gate. She lurches to a halt at the river and, looking up, spots Baloo and Mowgli disappearing into the jungle. Shanti looks back into the village, then across the water at the jungle. Frowning in determination, she hops onto the first stepping stone, hesitates, then continues. Holding the torch aloft, she jumps from stone to stone, almost tripping as she reaches the other bank. She ventures into the undergrowth.
Mowgli!
Shanti climbs over a large tree root. Shere Khan is still skulking in the tall grass.
Shanti!
Ranjan's father.
Mowgli!
They must be in the jungle!
Ah.
Shere Khan smiles.
The jungle.
In the jungle.
What a weird scene. Is that place always like that?
You don't know the half of it. That village was terrible. All you ever hear is rules, 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 and work, work, work.
Whoa, kid. Watch your language.
That's all they do. Washing, dressing, fetching, cleaning.
I'm tired just listening to it. Sounds like they're kind of screwy over there.
I don't want to talk about it. Especially Shanti.
Tall leaves.
Who's Shanti?
She's just a girl from the village.
Now, hold on. Not the one that lured you into that village in the first place.
Yep. That's the one.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew she was trouble.
I even tried bringing her to the jungle, and she got me in trouble.
Say again?
I just wanted her to see how much fun we have.
And she got you into trouble for that?
Yep.
Oh, man.
She thinks the jungle is a scary place.
Where'd you get that crazy idea?
She got me.
Huh.
Do my snake eyes deceive me? Ooh, it's the succulent man cub.
In a clearing.
You're with me now, kid. Forget that girl. You're better off without her. You got everything you need right here. And me, I got my old singing partner back.
They dance.
Then hit it, Papa Bear.
Look for the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bear necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bear necessities of life.
Car snaps at Mowgli.
Wherever I wander.
Where are you going?
Wherever I roam.
Car misses.
I couldn't even wander of my big home.
The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me.
Car's foiled again.
Look under the rocks and plants. Take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few.
Thanks, Blue.
Mowgli catches a heavy rock which drops onto Car's head.
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Car's dazed.
They'll come to you.
Oh, Blue, I don't ever want to see that girl or that village again.
Well, of course you don't. Just us bears from here on in.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you remember everything I learned you?
You bet I do, Papa Bear.
Mowgli's about to pick a fruit.
Huh? Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you pick a raw paw, well, next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue?
Car is covered in prickly pears. Baloo and Mowgli float on their backs in a pool.
The bear necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you.
They'll come to me?
I so despise these song and dance routines.
Car collapses to the ground. Shanti wanders anxiously through the dark, inhospitable jungle, carrying the lighted torch. She squints at a silhouette resembling a boy's head and shoulders.
Mowgli? Is that you?
She reaches out.
Mowgli?
It's an owl. Shanti retreats.
He's gotta be here somewhere.
She runs on. She rips her skirt on a branch. A plant rustles. A bird flaps out, then bats fly at her. Shanti flees. Green-skinned Car is plucking prickly pears from his head.
Oh, I swear I shall never again associate with man cubs.
Shanti stops to catch her breath.
Oh, where could he be?
Her torch singes part of Car's long body hanging above. Car springs up and bangs his head. He blows at his burn. Shanti ambles off.
With a little...
Car's eyes turn hypnotic.
Snack.
Shanti hears a hiss and holds up her torch in defense.
Who is it? Who's there?
Car's eyes swirl.
Excuse me. Might I be of some assistance?
Shanti drops her torch.
Are you lost, little one?
Mesmerized, Shanti nods.
Are you hungry? I am starved.
Shanti stands on a rock to be closer to Car, who opens his mouth wide and lunges at her. A tiny hand drags her away and Car bites the rock. Ranjan hits Car with a stick and he swallows the rock.
Okay, Ranjan.
I think he's had enough.
Ranjan leaps at Khan, who catapults away in fright and bounces down a rocky slope before landing at the base of a coconut tree. Some of the nuts fall.
You're not getting away that easy.
Ranjan, what are you doing? You're not supposed to be here. We have to get you home right now.
No! Mowgli's in trouble, and we're gonna find him.
He sniffs the ground.
I can smell him. He's this way!
No. Okay. But stay close. We don't want to run into any more scary animals. Oh, stop that.
Car's body is tangled around the coconut trees. He yanks his head out of a pile of coconuts.
Oh, mercy.
A coconut bounces off his nose. Shere Khan is watching.
Shere Khan?
Shere Khan prods the stone in Car's body.
Anyone I know?
I wish. Oh, stupid man cub.
The tiger grabs him.
Man cub?
Did I say man cub? Well, I don't, you know. I'd love to stay and shoot the breeze and all, but...
Shere Khan leans on Car.
What's your hurry?
No reason, I...
Shere Khan taps Car with his claws.
Where is he?
Hui!
The man cub, Mowgli. I know you know.
But I don't.
Oh, please don't insult my intelligence. It makes me irritable.
Oh, he's not in the village.
I know where he isn't. Now tell me where he is.
Well, he's the swamp. He's at the swamp, yes.
The swamp, eh?
Yes, sir. Trust in me.
Shere Khan treads on Car.
It better be. For your sake.
Yes. I'd take you there myself, but I'm afraid I'd slow you down. Indigestion and all.
He looks at the rock he swallowed. Bagheera leaps onto a boulder close to the base of a magnificent waterfall. He scours the surrounding jungle and then gallops on. Bagheera pads through the jungle and springs onto a thick root. One red bird, then many more fly past him and he falls to the ground. Mice scamper through his legs.
What on earth?
Retreat!
Bagheera is caught in a stampede of elephants and gets scooped up on a large pair of tusks.
Colonel Hathi!
Take cover!
What? Oh no, not again!
The elephants charge at the narrow opening to a cave and get stuck. The baby elephant toots his trunk and skids into the others, pushing them inside. Squashed in the dark, Bagheera squeezes through.
Excuse me? Pardon? Colonel Hathi! What is the meaning of this?
Man is in the jungle!
What does he want?
Bagheera lifts a trunk and looks out of the cave. His eyes widen as Ranjan's father passes.
I was too harsh with the boy.
Ranjan's mother walks up and lays her hands on him.
Don't worry. We'll find them.
She strokes his beard. Then they head off.
Mowgli!
Ranjan!
Baloo!
Mowgli grabs at mangoes.
Almost got it, Baloo!
Elliot!
Baloo throws him into the branches.
Whoa!
Ah, them primo mangoes. Always the hardest to get.
Yeah. Got him!
Baloo slumps against a tree.
This is the life.
Baloo skins a mango.
Heads up!
Mowgli catches it and tucks in.
Delicious. Hey, check this out.
He lines up a mango, rolls it across his shoulders, and elbows it into the air. The mango bounces off two branches, lands on the tip of a third, and the skin peels off. The mango drops, and Mowgli knocks it to Baloo, who spears the fruit on one claw.
Hey, not bad. Where'd you learn to do that?
Shanti showed me.
Baloo frowns.
Shanti?
No, I said, Wanti. I wanty another mango.
No. That's not what you said. You said Shanti.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Did?
Didn't.
Did?
Didn't.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I heard it.
You know what? Who cares about Shanti? Because it's just a stupid trick, all right?
Yeah, right. You don't need her, kid. You're with old Baloo now.
Baloo launches a mango into the tree. It catches on the tip of a branch and the peel unwinds, but the fruit doesn't drop. Baloo looks up and gets it in the face.
What are you laughing at?
Bagheera approaches and Baloo hides Mowgli behind his back.
What are you doing out here, Baggy?
Haven't you heard? Man is in the jungle.
He circles Baloo.
What do they want?
They're searching for Mowgli.
Mowgli?
I thought that perhaps maybe you have seen the boy.
Me? No, huh? Well, you know his future is in that village.
He innocently smiles.
Yes.
Baloo backs away.
I just wish I knew where he was.
Yeah, sorry. Man, wish I could help you out, Baggy.
Oh, enough games, Baloo. Now give me the boy.
Baggy. I can explain.
Mowgli's vanished.
Can't explain, but I don't have to, because you can plainly see Mowgli is not here.
I'm all alone.
Baloo grins toothily.
I know he's around here somewhere, and he can't hide forever.
Well, he won't get past you, Baggy.
Bagheera slopes off. Baloo rubs his face in relief.
Ooh. Kid!
He searches round.
Kid, where'd you go?
Mowgli drops from the tree, knocking Baloo over.
What are you trying to do? Scare the tick out of my ticker?
Wow. The whole village looking for me?
Oh, we can't let nobody see you.
I thought they were mad.
We gotta lay low, hunker down, hibernate.
Baloo collects fruits.
They must really miss me. I wonder if Shanti's with them.
Shanti?
Baloo drops the fruit.
You definitely don't want her to find you.
Mowgli looks out thoughtfully over the jungle.
Do you?
Mowgli frowns irritably.
No, we can't let anyone find us. Especially that girl. Come on, Baloo, we gotta get moving. Lay low, hunker down, hibernate-like.
Now, Mowgli, what if that girl tracks us down? What are you gonna do?
Then you're gonna have to scare
her. Has milk run out of your coconut?
No, she's terrified of wild animals.
In case you haven't noticed, kid, I'm no wild animal. Except at parties. I suppose I'm more of a honey bear.
You can do it, Baloo. You're the one that taught me, remember? You scrunch up your eyes like this, and show your teeth like this, and roar like this. Roar!
Roar?
No. Like you mean it. Do you want that girl to take me back to the village?
Mowgli's dark hair is blown back.
Yeah, man. That was great.
Hell, I don't know.
Trust me, that'll do it.
Well, in that case, Mowgli, consider that girl scarified.
Thanks, Papa Bear.
Anything for my little britches.
Okay, let's get out.
Nah, don't you worry. I got a place downriver. It's the perfect hideout.
Real quiet, huh?
Quiet? You want quiet? Go back to that man village. This place is happening.
Shanti.
Okay. Here's the village. We cross the river.
A map in the soil.
Ranjan, be careful.
Ranjan slides into a pile of mangoes.
Okay, we went right. No. Left, I mean, right. No, left, then right. No! This jungle all looks the same.
Ranjan plays with some mango skin.
Ranjan, what's that?
The skin is curly like a spring.
Mowgli? He must have been here. Or some animal with really sharp claws.
A gloomy swamp where grey mist hangs in the air and thick bare trees with slimy green boughs grow densely and tall. Shere Khan pads over rocks and up to the water's edge. He lifts his whiskered head and peers round critically at the lifeless swamp where there's not an animal in sight. Shere Khan looks at his reflection in the murky green water.
That snake lied to me.
Lucky lands on a bough.
Now, don't take it out on the water just because you don't like the reflection. I mean, not everyone can be born with such great looks.
He poses.
You let that tiger get his claws on you and you won't be so good-looking. What? That pussycat? He's harmless. What's this?
Oh.
Lucky flies down to a gnarled root.
What's the matter, Stripes?
Man cub, got your tongue?
Lucky, let's find something to do somewhere else.
No, hang on, fellas. I got another one. How many men does it take to whoop a tiger?
Shere Khan turns.
Surprise me.
None. A little kid can do it all by himself.
Come on, Lucky, let's go.
Come on, Lucky, let's go.
In fact, we heard that kid is right here in the jungle. Right under your whiskers.
Interesting. I heard he's headed back to the village.
Wrong again, Kitty.
No, Lucky, keep your gob shut.
No, they say he's headed downriver with a bear.
Downriver, you say? Ah.
Oh, don't listen to him.
Oh, yeah, he's new around here. He don't know anything.
On the contrary, he seems to know quite a lot.
Hey, hold on, hot pants. Where's the fire?
He tugs Shere Khan's tail. Shere Khan squeezes Lucky's neck.
Isn't it ironic that your name is Lucky?
Lucky's four vulture friends take flight in a cloud of feathers. Shere Khan plods down a path running along the bank of the river. Some way downstream, there's a ruined pyramid-like temple complex built of pale yellow stone, nestling in the trees. Mowgli and Baloo wander in through a crumbling gateway, choked with tree roots and vegetation.
This is the perfect hideout. This is King Louie's place.
Was, kid, was. He's Splitsville. Now, me and the monkeys have turned it into the greatest secret hideout ever.
Excuse me. Coming through.
Hey, Baloo! Oh, good to see you back again, man.
Heh, everybody knows about it.
Mowgli frowns.
But if everybody knows about it, how can it be a secret?
I mean, everybody who's anybody. Nobody who's nobody don't know nothing about no place that everybody who's anybody knows about. You dig?
No, my head hurts.
Hey, turn the thinker off for a minute and just dive in. Step aside, and I'll show you what a real rug cutter can do.
A monkey MC.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the boss of Bob. The jack of jive. The jungle cat is really gonna keep it alive. Get ready to stir it up and serve it up. I'm talking about Baloo is in the house.
Yeah, cats, all right.
The animals watch him dance.
When we start to move, hey, honey, it ain't no joke.
He shimmies.
We got a savage crew. We didn't learn from human folk.
No human
folk. A red bird.
Use our incivility. We're W-I-I-I-L-D. When the music plays, all the people stop their feet.
He boogies.
Put a stop and park and lay down a better beat.
He swings Mowgli.
Tell me we ain't naturally W-I-I-I-L-D. It's a snap to bring out the beast in you. You're free like the bear, it's true. Or a frog, or a hog.
The monkeys surround him.
The sweetest little deer.
He tickles a gazelle.
Tonight, we're gonna get our tails in gear. Show me your ferocity. Go W-Y-I-I-L-D.
We snort, we squeak, we fly, or deep underground we shout, we shriek, we fly, round and round and round.
Oh, call you sweet thing, that's inhuman, baby.
A parrot.
The old mongoose gets good and loose.
The ocelot gives him all he's got.
The parakeet goes
tweedledee. The rat and the cat shouts, hang on, Jack.
The tiny rat.
The pachyderm.
The spotted cat.
The water rat.
The great cuckoo.
The blue W-I-L-D.
Here's the thing. If we broke, we'd never squawk. We don't need to check no clock to know what time it is.
It's time to rock.
They race to the temple.
It's like that, hey honey, it's Joe is here. I want to tip my hat, but I got no hat to tip. I don't need no hat. Ask me why and I won't lie.
The animals parade on the temple walls.
We cry up high or deep underground. We hoot, we howl, we fly round and round and round.
My old me, it's plain to see.
They spell out the letters.
He, she, me, uniquely.
W-I-I-I-L-D.
Every beast is running free.
Baloo and Mowgli emerge from a crown of giant leaves held up by hippos and monkeys. Baloo and Mowgli dive to the ground. They bounce off an elephant and a hippo, then slide along flagstones and come to a stop. The MC.
Ooh, that's my boy. They don't swing out like that in your man village now, do they, kid?
Well, no.
Big fat no. Say, what's that village like, anyway?
Hey, whoa, don't bother the kid. He told me all about that scene. Let me lay it out for you. Those people are crazy. Everybody works and nobody plays.
Oh, man!
They got nothing but rules, rules, rules. Oh, and there's even this girl who thinks the jungle is a scary place.
Mowgli looks down unhappily.
But you know, it doesn't matter, because Mowgli's never going to see that village or that crazy girl again. Ain't that so, kid? Mowgli? Mowgli?
Mowgli slipped away.
Mowgli?
Mowgli wanders into the shade of a temple building. Baloo looks round helplessly, and his mouth hangs open in dismay. Mowgli treads heavily down steps leading back into the jungle.
Mowgli!
Mowgli hears Baloo and looks round with doleful eyes. He enters the jungle, kicking the broad leaves of a plant, and climbs up the sloping trunk of a tree which is growing on a ridgetop. Mowgli stands and stares wistfully out over the river valley and the man village far away.
That morning sun peeks over the mountains, and all the rhinos rub their eyes when they hear...
He picks a vine flower.
Hear the jungle rhythm.
Shanti wanders aimlessly through the lush jungle. Ranjan stumbles along behind her, rubbing his eyes.
Did we find Mowgli yet?
Oh, were you tired?
Shanti kneels by him.
A little.
I'm sure we'll find him soon.
Ranjan smiles.
Come on, hop up.
A piggyback.
You okay up there?
Mowgli sits in the tree.
How could it be half as good as being free? Part of me, like the jungle rhythm.
He lets the vine flower drop.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
It sounded like Mowgli.
Mowgli!
Ranjan, wait! Ranjan!
Ranjan runs off grinning into the undergrowth. Shanti chases after him. She pulls two tall giant leaves apart and spots Mowgli.
Mowgli! Shanti?
He's caught by vines.
Are you okay? Oh, I feel fine.
What are you doing up there?
Hold on. I'll be right.
Whoa! He dangles down.
I finally found you again.
You out here, kid? Hey, little britches. Mowgli!
Baloo calls into a hollow log, then hears something. He peers through the bushes.
You're not really... Huh? Ranjan, stop pulling.
It's her.
Baloo makes a menacing frown and bares his teeth.
Save you. Save you.
Yeah.
What? That wild bear that carried you off.
What wild bear?
Baloo charges at Shanti and Ranjan. Baloo's tangled in a vine. Shanti bops him on the nose.
Roar!
Boo!
Boo! Whoa! My poor sneezer. That hurt.
You come anywhere near Ranjan and I'll really show you hurt. Wait! Don't make me do it!
Wait, calm down. It's okay.
But he's attacking us.
Attacking? I'm the one that got socked in the schnozzle.
Well, that's because you scare her.
But you told me to scarify her.
What?
No.
Mowgli, you planned this?
Well, I...
She frowns.
Come on, Ranjan.
No, Shanti, I can explain.
Don't even bother.
She leaves with Ranjan.
Shanti, wait!
Oh, man, you weren't kidding about her. She's bad news.
No, she's not. She was just trying to help, and you scared her.
Man, alive. First, you tell me to scare her. Then you tell me not to scare her. Kid, I only got so much room up in this noggin, and it's filling up fast.
You just don't understand.
All right. How's about laying it out for me?
Mowgli stares longingly after Shanti. Baloo gawps at him.
Read you loud and clear, kid. You wanted that girl to find you.
He gazes knowingly at Mowgli, who glances back indecisively, then scampers away. Baloo waves sorrowfully.
Shanti! Shanti!
Mowgli leaps down from a root and dashes through the undergrowth into a clearing where Shanti and Ranjan stand.
Come on!
They stare.
There you are. I'm so sorry. Will you let me explain? Come on, at least talk to me.
Shanti shrinks back and points. Mowgli turns to see Shere Khan emerge from behind a boulder.
You seem surprised to see me, man cub.
He prowls round them.
I can't imagine why. I wasn't going to let you get away with what you did to me. You see, you humiliated me, man cub. Surely you do realize I simply can't let you live.
Shanti gasps.
Run!
Shanti shepherds Ranjan away. Mowgli turns to face his stripy foe. He flicks dirt into Shere Khan's face, then escapes.
Oh, you're going to try and outrun me. How droll.
He follows Mowgli, who picks Ranjan up in his arms.
Come on, this way!
Shere Khan narrows his eyes and displays his teeth, then tears after them. Mowgli, Shanti and Ranjan clamber over a fallen log, then Mowgli steers his friends into some bushes.
All right, stay here. Mowgli, no!
Shere Khan sails over the log, his tooth-filled jaws open wide.
Ranjan, wait here! I gotta go help Mowgli!
But I want to help Mowgli too!
No! I'll be right back, I promise. Don't move!
Shanti releases him, then sprints away. Ranjan starts to follow, but his pants are caught on a root and stretch. He's flung backwards over the log. And spins into Baloo. Frightened, Ranjan scarpers, but Baloo hoists him off the ground.
Hold still. Calm down, kid. Now, where's Mowgli?
Shere Khan!
Hold on!
Baloo flips Ranjan onto his shoulders and they race off. Mowgli runs towards a crumbling ancient stone theater.
Whoa!
He stops dead where the stone path falls away sharply to a river of burning hot yellowy-orange lava. Mowgli looks fearfully over his shoulder, then leaps to the other side. Shere Khan soars over the molten river. Mowgli skips up steps into a deserted amphitheatre, halts and looks back.
No matter how fast you run, no matter where you go, I will catch you.
As Shere Khan slinks up the steps, Mowgli takes cover behind a giant disc. His feline pursuer pads into the amphitheatre.
Come out, wherever you are.
Mowgli trembles. In the jungle, Bagheera sees Ranjan bobbing above the bushes.
Not another man cub.
Can't you go any faster?
Bagheera joins them.
Baloo! What is the meaning of this? Mowgli's in trouble.
Shanti too!
Who's Shanti?
Shanti jumps across the burning lava stream, her blue skirt flapping and hoop earrings swaying. She jogs up the steps into the amphitheatre and spots Shere Khan. The big tiger doesn't notice her and she hides by some fallen stones in a dark passage and pants in relief. Bagheera and Baloo, with Ranjan on his shoulders, stop short of the molten river.
Take the kid, Baggy. I'll help Mowgli. Baloo!
On the steps, he looks back.
Be careful.
Baloo nods with a determined smile and runs into the amphitheatre, hiding behind a stone column.
Mowgli?
He hunts round inside a passageway.
Mowgli, is that you?
Shanti.
Mowgli?
Shanti picks up a stick and tiptoes on, climbing a pile of stones. Baloo bumps his head on an arch, then comes face to face with her.
You!
You!
You stay away from me!
Hey, I'm really not in the mood, okay? I spent a night in the jungle, I was attacked by a snake,
and that's
but I really don't care,
I'm here to help Mowgli! You what?
You are?
I guess we're on the same side.
I guess so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you go that way. I'll cover you.
Shanti trots away. Baloo peers round a wall and sees Shere Khan in the half-light, plodding across the amphitheatre under flashes of lightning. Baloo gasps, seeing Mowgli on the other side. The big bear pounds on a giant disc. Shere Khan looks round angrily, but Baloo is concealed behind the gong. Mowgli peers round another giant disc and watches Shere Khan approach Baloo's hideout. Shanti is behind another gong. She hits it with two sticks. Shere Khan looks up and stalks towards the gong. Mowgli watches the tiger's movements and, picking up two sticks, bashes the gong he's behind. Shere Khan turns and lopes towards Mowgli's gong. Baloo grins mischievously and thumps his. Shanti sees Shere Khan switch direction and she hammers on her gong. Mowgli and Baloo join in and Shere Khan scampers about in confusion, unsure where to turn. Shanti watches in surprise as her gong breaks away from its fixing and topples down, exposing her. Baloo and Mowgli gasp.
Oh, no.
Shere Khan is facing her.
Well, isn't this a delightful turn of events?
Shanti's terrified.
So, what's it going to be, man-cub? You or your adorable little girlfriend?
Shanti throws her sticks at him.
I'm waiting. One. Two.
No! Don't!
Three.
Mowgli steps into the open.
No more games, man-cub.
Shere Khan storms towards Mowgli and Baloo charges into him. Shere Khan's bumped onto his back. Shanti and Mowgli climb steps. Baloo tackles Shere Khan, who whacks him on the head.
Mowgli, look out!
Shere Khan chases them up the steps. They leap over a lava pit.
Oh, no! We can do it!
Shanti and Mowgli land on the steep face of a carved stone tiger head. Shere Khan leaps across and lands below them. He struggles to get a grip.
Come on!
They scrabble up the stone carving.
Mowgli.
Shere Khan pulls himself up using his claws. Suddenly, the carved head breaks loose and slides over the edge. Shere Khan falls with it, but Baloo seizes Shanti's hand. Mowgli grabs onto Shanti's foot, and Baloo pulls them to safety. Shere Khan falls onto an island of rock in the pit of lava, and the stone head lands on him, imprisoning him. Lucky lands on the carving.
Hello, Stripes. You're looking a bit down in the mouth today.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Oh, I always said you had a good head on your shoulders, Carnivy boy. Oh, this is fantastic playing to a captive audience. I just love it.
In a jungle clearing...
Bagheera!
Hey, Mowgli!
They hug.
It's awfully good to see you, man cub.
Come on, follow me. Bagheera, this is Shanti. My best friend from the village.
Distant burning torches.
There they are!
Papa!
Woohoo! Come on, Mowgli!
Smiling, Shanti turns to Mowgli, who wears a worried frown and gazes uneasily at the villagers in the distance. Shanti's smile fades and she looks sadly away. Mowgli hangs his head and closes his eyes. Shanti looks helplessly at Mowgli.
Mowgli, I have to go.
Mowgli looks up. Mowgli blinks wearily. Shanti fixes him with her big brown eyes, then looks down and walks away. Baloo sets Ranjan down, and Shanti takes his hand and leads Ranjan away. Mowgli looks melancholy. Ranjan stops.
Well, come on, Mowgli.
He beckons. Mowgli's shoulders droop and he stares gloomily at the ground.
Come on, Ranjan.
Shanti takes Ranjan's hand and leads him away. Mowgli is left standing between them and Baloo. He frowns with uncertainty, then blinks mournfully at his furry friend. Baloo smiles fondly at his man-cub, who runs to him. Baloo holds Mowgli tightly.
Oh, Baloo.
It's okay, kid. That girl isn't so bad after all now, is she?
Upset, Mowgli looks down, shakes his head. Then hugs Baloo.
Go on, Mowgli.
Baloo strokes Mowgli's hair and he looks up searchingly.
Really?
Really? Don't let her get away.
Come with me.
Now you know I can't do that.
I'm gonna miss you, Papa Bear.
Me too, little britches. Me too.
Baloo hugs Mowgli to him, and Mowgli wraps his arms round Baloo's furry neck. Baloo lets out a sigh, then snaps out of it.
All right, there, come on now. You better hurry up.
He puts Mowgli gently down and makes a shooing gesture with his paw. Baloo's face crumples. Leaving, Mowgli turns back and gives his bear friend a big wave before disappearing into the jungle. Baloo slowly and sorrowfully waves his paw, sniffs and sighs. His shoulders and head droop. Mowgli runs up to Shanti and Ranjan.
Hey, wait up!
They turn.
Wiggly!
What took you so long?
Ranjan hugs Mowgli, who takes Shanti's hand.
Race you back. Come on, Ranjan.
Woohoo!
Wait, we're over here.
Shanti!
We found the children. I see them
here. Ranjan! You gave us quite a scare.
Shanti!
Ranjan's father steps up to a sheepish Mowgli.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just...
No, Mowgli. I'm sorry. I should have understood that the jungle is a part of who you are.
He smiles kindly, and Mowgli runs into his arms, beaming happily.
Just glad you're safe.
Papa!
Ranjan.
You won't believe it. There's a big old snake, and I beat him up.
Of course you did.
Bagheera finds Baloo still rooted to the spot.
I'm proud of you, Baloo. That was a very brave thing.
Now, Baggy, don't go getting any ideas about running after him and trying to talk him into staying here with us. He belongs in that village, and you know it.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. He's got his whole future there.
He sits.
I'm sorry, Baloo. You're absolutely right.
Baloo smiles fondly.
I'm really gonna miss that kid.
Me too.
Baloo sighs, then his face brightens.
Wait a minute. I'm having myself an idea. Baloo?
In the village, Shanti has a water pot on her head. Mowgli carries one with Ranjan inside.
Come on, Mowgli, we'll be late.
Okay. I'm right behind you.
Oops.
Just getting some water.
All right. But be careful, son.
Oh, I will. See it, Pop.
Let's see if he remembers to actually bring back some water this time.
Leaving the village.
Hey, Shanti. Let's remember to actually bring back some water this time.
They cross the stepping stones to the jungle and put their pots down on a path. Mowgli breaks some cane in half and throws two sticks to Shanti, who bangs her pot. Mowgli drums on a log. Ranjan pops out, then Baloo appears.
Man, that beat is chilling me.
Hiya, Papa Bear.
Hey there, little britches. Shanti!
She falls into Mowgli's pot, but Ranjan has gone.
Ranjan?
Bagheera springs out of the bushes, being chased by Ranjan. Bagheera sits and Ranjan tries to grab hold of his tail as it flicks from side to side.
Look for the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah, man.
I mean the bear necessities. That's why us bears can rest at ease. We're just the bear necessities of life.
Oh, yeah.
We're just the bear necessities of life.
One more time.
We're just the bear necessities of life.
Yeah, man.
The End. ITSC audio description written by Tom Worley and read by Helen Fazey. Directed by Steve Trenberth. Produced by Mary Thorne and Chris Chase.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP.
Unit director Andrew Collins. Screenplay by Carl Gers.
That's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub.
With the voice talents of John Goodman as Baloo, Haley Joel Osment as Mowgli, Mae Whitman as Shanti, Connor Funk as Ranjan. Bob Joles as Bagheera, Tony Jay as Shere Khan, John Rhys-Davies as Ranjan's father, Jim Cummings as Kaa, Colonel Harty, MC Monkey. Phil Collins as Lucky.
Can love to be human too.
Woo! Baby!
Voice casting and dialogue director Jamie Thomason. Original score composed and conducted by Joel McNeely. Original songs by Lorraine Feather and Paul Grabowski. Art director Michael Peraza. Editors Peter M. Lonsdale, Christopher G. Additional written material by Carter Crocker, Evan Spiliotopoulos, David Reynolds, Roger S.H. Shulman, Tom Rogers. Additional voices, Jeff Bennett, Brian Cummings, Bobby Edna, Davika Parikh, Veena Bidasha, Baron Davis, Jess Harnell.
Yeah, you. I wanna be like you.
Title design, Brian King. Titles, Buena Vista Imaging. Additional production managers, Laurel Betts, Debbie Cram. Production supervisor, Keiji Kishi. Sound. Supervising sound editor, Ronald Eng. Sound editors, Doug Jackson, Todd Toon, Chuck Michael, Steve Tushar. Foley editor, Willard Overstreet. Assistant sound editor, Donna LeBlanc Frankley.
Not bad.
Music. I Wanna Be Like You, words and music by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman, performed by Smash Mouth, produced by Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth appears courtesy of Interscope Records.
In my dreams it seems to lead me right where I belong.
Jungle Rhythm, words and music by Lorraine Feather and Paul Grabowski, performed by Haley Joel Osmond, Mae Whitman and Connor Funk. Arranged, orchestrated and conducted by Martin Erskine. Choral arrangement by Doug Besterman.
I could be there right where I belong. Smiles that have warmed me, arms that have held me.
Bare Necessities, Baloo Solo, words and music by Terry Gilkison, performed by John Goodman, arranged and conducted by Joel McNeely. Colonel Hearty's March, words and music by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman, performed by Bob Joyce, Rick Logan, Guy Maeda, Jerry Whitman, arranged and conducted by Joel McNeely.
Somehow knowing I'll be going right where I belong.
Bare Necessities, words and music by Terry Gilkison, performed by John Goodman and Haley Joel Osmond. Arranged, orchestrated, and conducted by Martin Erskine. WILD, words and music by Lorraine Feather and Paul Grabowski, performed by John Goodman. Arranged, orchestrated, and conducted by Martin Erskine. Chorus, Enoch Asmuth, Bill Cantos, Kevin Dorsey, Karen Harper, Rick Logan, Bobby Page, Cindy Borkin, Randy Crenshaw, Lorraine Feather, Angie Jury, Melissa Mackey. Jungle Rhythm, Mowgli Solo, words and music by Lorraine Feather and Paul Grabowski, performed by Haley Joel Osmond, arranged and conducted by Joel McNeely. Bare Necessities Reprise, words and music by Terry Gilkison, performed by John Goodman, Haley Joel Osmond and Mae Whitman, arranged, orchestrated and conducted by Martin Erskine. Right Where I Belong, words and music by Lorraine Feather and Joel McNeely, performed by Windy Wagner, arranged and conducted by Joel McNeely. Jungle Rhythm and WILD, choreographed by Peggy Holmes. This film would not have been possible without the inspiration from the original motion picture and the work of its talented artists and animators. Logos, Radio Disney, Dolby, Sony Dynamic Digital Sound, DTS Digital Sound. Soundtrack available on Walt Disney Records. Copyright 2003 Disney Enterprises Incorporated. All rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Walt Disney Pictures and Television for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Produced by Disney Toon Studios, Burbank, Sydney, Tokyo. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. The screen fades to black. On a pale blue background, a white fairy tale castle, and just beneath it in looping white letters, the words Walt Disney. A bright beam of light arcs over the castle.